This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
I imagine that every older generation complains about the younger generation, but something is different. The youngest generation in America is desperately worried about themselves, and that is the conclusion Mary Wakefield draws from the latest research by Dr. Jean Twenge in her book, Generations. She says we're right to be concerned. Almost 30% of American girls have clinical depression, and it's the same across the Anglosphere. The suicide rate for 10 to 24-year-olds has tripled, and these are staggering statistics. In previous commentaries, I've quoted Jean Twenge, who noticed major shifts in attitudes and behavior starting in 2012. She wrote about this in her book, iGen, that identified the problems that surface due to the smartphone. She says it is clear that the more days a teen spends on social media, the more likely it is that he or she is depressed. Here's an interesting irony. Young people spend lots of time communicating online, yet they're lonely and isolated. According to her book Generations, Twenge concluded, one of the eye-popping facts is that teenagers are much lonelier now than they were 15 years ago. Why is this true? Well, she explains that interacting face-to-face tends to be more cooperative and more emotionally close. It's also more honest and it's also more agreeable. People have a very strong tendency online to say cruel things they would never say to someone's face. Mary Wakefield asked Jean Twenge if her kids have social media. Even the oldest of her three daughters do not have social media. They seem to be doing fine without it, believe it is a waste of time, and consider it like junk food. We know why teenagers are unhappy. Parents and grandparents should take note. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.